all of you folks here today.
我们真的很感恩我们大家在神里头一同聚集。
It's truly heartwarming.
真的是感到很温暖。
As Green Bank Community Church, I think we're getting the bigger blessing.
我相信神会继续祝福 Green Bank Community Church. Amen.
Amen. So good to be part of the body of Christ, isn't it?
我们真的很高兴我们在基督的身体里头我们成为一部分。
We don't want to interrupt what God is doing in the presence of the Lord.
我们真的不想中断圣灵在当中我们的工作。
And you know that he hears every word.
然后相信神真的在当中带领我们的每一步。
And I know and I'm certain that he's also directed the words of Richard as he has prepared his heart.
我相信圣灵也带领 Richard 牧师今天会带领在他心中来分享神在心中的感动。
So, Richard, without further ado, come on.
我们请 Richard 牧师上来。
And Jen is going to interpret for Richard because I can't do it.
赵金姐妹会帮 Richard 牧师翻译我想我们就把时间交给。
So here you go. Whoever wants to stand on whichever side, you need that up.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here again today.
非常感谢，真是很高兴能够今天再次来这里。
And I'm very grateful for the help of Jen as our translator. You can say that.
他谢谢我能够为他翻译。
I'm actually fairly used to speaking in Chinese churches.
其实他我很在中文教会我讲道是很经常讲的，所以不是个难事。
I work at the National House of Prayer.
我是在那个万国祷告团国家祷告机构工作。
How many of you have been to the National House of Prayer in Ottawa?
有多少人去过这个国家祷告中心
？Yeah, I know I've seen Patrick Kevin there.
我知道张牧师去过。
We are missionaries to Ottawa.
我们对在渥太华实际上是属于宣教士。
Which means that our team we raise our own support.
所以实际上就是我们这个梯队呢，是我们自己来来筹集资金的。
My largest group of financial supporters are Chinese.
我最大的给我财政上支持的是来自于中国人的教会。感谢赞美神。
I should tell you a bit more about that.
我可以再多讲一点。
Because I was a pastor in Toronto.
因为我是在多伦多教会的一个牧师。
And I knew many Chinese pastors.
里面也有一些中文的牧师。
And so there are four Chinese congregations or churches in Toronto that support us.
其中在多伦多有四个华人教会在支持他们的事工。
Three Mandarin and one Cantonese.
三个是中文的，一个是广东话的。
So I actually feel very comfortable being translated into Mandarin.
所以他觉得很舒服。如果做这个国语翻译的话，他是没问题。
But I'm not speaking for Jen. She may have a challenge here.
I will try.
There we go. This verse in the Bible is the one we probably know the best.
这一节经文呢，在圣经当中，或许是我们最熟悉的一节经文。
So why don't we try to do this simultaneously?
如果我们就是说就是突发性的，如果想做一个事的话，同时做一个事的话。
Most of you know by memory.
就是说，有的时候我们是靠着这种记忆力，我们就可以突发性的做出来。
What I'm going to encourage us to do is those of us who speak it in English, say it in English, and at the same time, in Mandarin, speak it in Mandarin.
我鼓励大家，我们用中文和英文一起来念这一节。
Can we do that together?
我们可以一起做，来。
Ready? One, two, three.
For
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We ended at the same time.
所以我们同时结束的。
It's really easy when you're a preacher when you get to preach on John 3:16.
当你要这个讲这个约翰福音三章十六节的时候，好像是一个很容易的一篇讲道。
Because in some ways it's the verse in the Bible that sums the whole Bible up.
因为这节经文实际上把整个的圣经都涵盖了。
And I've been here the last few months preaching through the Gospel of John.
我几个月前来这讲道的也是这个约翰福音。
So it just happens today that we're looking at John chapter 3.
所以今天我们恰好也是看约翰福音第三章。
So I get to preach about this mountaintop.
所以我现在要开始讲山顶上的事。
But mountains have a background to them.
这个山后面有一个背景的。
So when you're at the top of the mountain, you realize you had to climb it.
你到了山顶的时候，你意识到哦，我是需要爬上来的。
So I would like to eventually get to the mountaintop of John 3:16.
我会最终会达到这个顶峰，就是三章十六节。
But we need to look at the background in the verses that precede it.
但是我们需要看一下这节经文之前的一些前后的背景。
So I hope you've got a Bible and you'll open it right now.
所以我们现在来打开圣经。
To John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
And actually, we need to go back.A few verses into John chapter 2.
我们需要回到第二节看几节经文。第二章。
To really understand the passage.
然后可以更好地明白这几节的意思。
Last time I was here, I preached about how Jesus cleansed the temple.
上次我来这儿，我讲到耶稣清洁圣殿。
And at the end of,
洁净圣殿。
At the end of that, in verse 23,
在第二十三节，也就是第二章的第二十三节。
I'll read.
Yes. 我们一会儿读二十三到二十五节。
Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man.
第二章第二十三节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
So I'm going to read on, John chapter 3, verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a man of the Jewish ruling council.He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
我们接下来读第三章第二节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Can I get the next slide?
我们翻到下一页。
So, this is really a story about a discussion between two great men.
这一节的信息是在记录着两个非常伟大的人物之间的一个对话。
Two great teachers.
是两个非常棒的老师。
And if you were there in the first century, you would call a teacher a rabbi.
在第一世纪，我们叫老师叫拉比。
So,We know later on that Jesus actually recognizes the stature of Nicodemus.
我们知道到后来，耶稣实际上是知道了他的这个尼哥底母的他的职位。
He says, "You are Israel's teacher."
他说你是犹太人的教师。
Or you are the teacher, not a teacher, but the teacher of Israel.
你是那个犹太人的教师。
So it's a great honor that this.Greatest teacher of Israel would come to visit Jesus.
所以是一个很大的，好像荣幸一样。这个犹太人这样一个伟大的教师来见耶稣。
And that he would recognize Jesus as a great teacher.
他也认识到，尼哥底母也认识到，耶稣也是一个伟大的老教师。
And how does he recognize that Jesus is a great teacher? Is because heaven backs him up.
他怎么知道耶稣是一个伟大的教师呢？是要回到几个月前。
He recognizes there's miraculous signs that Jesus does that prove that he's a great teacher.
因为透过耶稣所行的神迹，他知道耶稣是一个伟大的教师。
Those were the signs that we read about in John chapter 2.
这就是刚才我们在第二章读到的耶稣所做的那些神迹奇事。
So Nicodemus thinks he's coming to have a discussion teacher to teacher.
所以尼哥底母来呢，他想是我们来一个教师对教师之间的一个讨论。
This is going to be a nice rabbinical talk between two rabbis.
是一个就是两个拉比之间的教义方面的一个讨论。
We should also remember that he came at night.
我们也要记得他是夜间来见耶稣。
And I don't think that John wastes any words in his gospel.
我相信约翰这里面用这些字不是没有用途的。
He mentions it's nighttime because it's important.
他提到夜间，这一定是重要的。
Because all through his gospel, there's a contrast between light and darkness.
因为在整个约翰福音的时候，他讲到很多光与黑暗的这个对比。
And it's going to become an important theme even in this discussion.
所以在这个讨论中，也意味着这是很重要的。
So Nicodemus starts the conversation and gives Jesus a great compliment.
所以呢，尼哥底母先来开场白，然后给耶稣一个很大的赞美和肯定。
Does Jesus return the compliment?
耶稣有没有回应他一个同样的一个赞美给他呢？
Let's look at the next thing that happens.
让我们接下来看一下。
In reply, verse 3, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
在第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He doesn't return the compliment.
他并没有以这个同样的赞美 回过去。
He says something very mystifying, very confusing.
他说了一些让人觉得很困惑的一些话。
So he puts Nicodemus into a place of confusion.
所以他让尼格底母呢感到有些困惑。
Because Jesus is not just a rabbi.
因为耶稣不仅是一个拉比。
And Jesus wants to get to Nicodemus's heart.
因为耶稣想得着尼格底母的心
，not just to his head，
不只是他的头脑。
It's important to realize that Jesus is probably, in my mind, he's the greatest teacher ever been on this planet.
当然，我们要意识到，对我来说，耶稣是整个这个世界上最伟大的教师。
But he's not just a teacher.
但是他不仅仅是一个教师。
In our society, many people still will honor Jesus as a great teacher.
在我们的这个社会中，很多人仍然把耶稣当成是只是一个教师的来尊崇他。
They'll honor him as among many other teachers.
他们把他当成其他的教师其中的一个一样的，就是给他这样的尊重他。
But they only want him to be a teacher, nothing more.
他们只是想把他当成一个教师，没有再别的了。
So they can pick and choose from what he has to say.
所以他们可以随便就选一个出来。
And Jesus doesn't leave us with that option.
但是耶稣并不是说只是停留在此。
And we want to really know the true Jesus, don't we?
我们想真正的了解耶稣的本质。
I'm a big fan of C.S. Lewis.
我是很喜欢读 C.S. Lewis 的书的。
And so I'm glad you're watching a preview tonight of the new Narnia movie.
我很喜欢看这个就是Narnia 那个电影的一个片段。
C.S. Lewis had something very important to say about Jesus as a teacher.
C.S. Lewis 曾经提到了一些关于对耶稣的一个描述，他是个教师的描述。
I'm going to read a quote here that I'll let you then read, see if you can translate. Well, I'll go through it one sentence at a time. So C.S. Lewis says, I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him.
我在这边要尽我的能力阻止人们对耶稣说一些很没有智慧的话语。
So people say, I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God.
人们说，我可以接受耶稣是一个伟大的一个道德教师，但是我不能接受说他是神。
But C.S. Lewis says, that is the one thing we must not say.
但是 C.S. Lewis 说，那是我们绝对不可以说的一件事。
A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher.
一个人如果仅仅是说一个人的话，并且说耶稣所说的那些事情的话， 他就不是一个仅仅是一个伟大的道德教师。
He will either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he's a poached egg, scrambled egg, fried egg.
What is a lunatic?
A fool.
他就会只是说自己只是他或者如果他这样说的话，或者就是一个愚蠢的人。
Or else he would be the devil of hell.
或者是他真的是来自地狱的魔鬼。
You must make your choice.
你必须做出这个选择。
Either this man was and is the Son of God.
或者这个人是以前是现在是是上帝的儿子。
Or else a madman or something worse.
或者他是一个疯子，或者是其他更糟糕的东西。
You can shut him up for a fool.
你可以让他像一个傻瓜一样的闭嘴。
You can spit at him and kill him as a demon.
你可以唾弃他。把他像一个鬼怪的东西一样杀掉他。
Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God.
或者你伏伏在他的脚前，称他为主为神。
But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to.
让我们不再去愚蠢的把他想成只是一个伟大的教师而已。他 并没有，耶稣留给我们的并不是这样的一个印象。他不是，他来的本意不是只是做一个教师。
That's wisdom from a great Christian writer.
这就是为什么 C.S. 路易斯是个非常伟大的基督教的作者。
Who is also a great teacher.
他也是个很伟大的教师。
Maybe like Nicodemus of his day.
就像可能在尼哥底母那个时代的一样。
And C.S. Lewis had an encounter with Jesus as well.
C.S. 路易斯他也有一个对耶稣的一个了解。
Where Jesus got through his head to his heart.
所以耶稣透过 C.S. 路易斯的思想进入他的心。
So how does Jesus do that?
那么耶稣是怎么做到的呢？
How does he get from our heads to our hearts?
他怎么让我们从头脑的接受变成心里的接受呢？
Sometimes he has to say something that confuses us.
所以他有的时候是得说一些让我们听起来很困惑的话。
Something that is heavenly wisdom that's not earthly wisdom.
这些话是天上的智慧，不是地上的智慧。
So let's read on in John chapter 3.
让我们再接着读第三章。
This is verse 4.
在第四节。
How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit."
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again.
所以你会肯定会奇怪说你要重生。当你听到这个话的时候
，The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
所以我说你们必须重生。你不要以为稀奇，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Can I have the next slide? So Jesus moves on. That's supposed to say a revealer reveals. He's a revealer.
所以耶稣接着说，他是一个启示者，他是把这个面纱遮开的。
Who unveils eternal life?
他想把他的永生启示给我们。
We've probably heard the words born again before.
我们可能以前听到过重生这个词。
Is that the way it says it in Mandarin, born again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some versions say born from above.
有些话说是从上面生的，有些是这样翻译。
And Jesus makes it clear, born from the Spirit.
但是耶稣说是从灵生的。
And he makes a statement here that is echoed through the centuries.
所以他这个他说的这个话呢，其实整个我们过去的几个世纪，我们都回应了他这句话。
This is something every human being needs to hear.
这句话是每一个人都应当听的。
You've probably heard it before.
你以前可能听到过。
But have your neighbors heard it?
你的邻居听到过吗？
You must be born again.
你必须重生。
It doesn't leave any room for discussion.
这个是没有讨论的余地的。
This is God's word from heaven to us.
这是神从天上来的话，是为我们预备的。
The only way we're going to get eternal life is if we're born from eternity.
我们唯一可以达到永获得永生的路，是我们从天上来的重生。
The eternal one has to give us a new birth.
因为永生必须来带来给我们一个重生，我们才能得到永生。
I don't think I need to explain this too much, but you understand that when he says born of water, it means the normal way we're born.
我当我们想我们从水生的时候，我们是指的普通的这个水。
I was there when my daughter was. I only have one daughter, but I was there when she was born in the hospital.
当我的女儿在医院受洗的时候，我在她的旁边出生的时候。
And she actually took 3 days to come out of the womb.
其实，她太太花了三天的时间才生出这个孩子。
But the key moment was when the water broke.
最关键的时刻是当那个水破的时候。
And every single one of us in this room.Every one of us in this room.
我们在这的每一个人。
You came into this world because your mother's water broke.
你来到这个世界是因为妈妈的水破了。
Am I right?
对吗？
We were born of water.
所以我们是从水生的。
But it's not enough.
但是还不够。
Do you really believe that?
你相信吗？
Here's the challenge with preaching from a passage that everybody knows very well.
这就是有时候我们讲一篇那个大家都了解的信息的时候的遇到的一些挑战。
Sometimes we know with our heads.
因为我们头脑有的时候已经知道了一些了。
But we don't really get it in our hearts.
但是我们的心却不是真正的了解它。
So I'm praying this morning we'll have a revelation.
所以我今天早上祷告，我们要一个启示。
The one who is the revealer of heaven's ways.
是像这个从天上来的那个启示者所启示给我们的。
We'll speak it into our hearts.
我们向我们的心说话。
And we'll really believe it.
我们要真实的来相信。
Because if we really believed it, then it would change the way we talk to our neighbors and friends.
当我们真实的相信的时候，我们就当我们向我们的邻居和朋友讲话的时候，我们就有不同的方法了，不同的方式了。
It would give us a great burden of compassion.
我们就有这样一个负担。这样一个热情。
If they have not yet been born again.
如果他们还没有重生的话。
Because they're not really living yet.
因为他们还没有真的是活过来。
They're not really in touch with the Creator God.
因为他们还没有被这个伟大的创造者所触摸到。
And He desires this for every human being.
因为我们的神是配得我们每个人的敬拜。
I really do think that the church in the 21st century has a problem with this.
我真的是相信，在我们二十一世纪的教会，我们有这个问题。
Because we don't act like we believe it.
我们没有行出我们所信的。
And I'm pointing the finger at myself. I don't act like I believe it.
我也指向我自己，我也是有的时候没有行出我所信的。
I don't pray enough for my neighbors.
我并没有为我的邻居做很多的祷告。
I don't look enough for opportunities to talk with them.
So 我也没有去找一些机会去好跟他们传福音。
Like you, I'm tired when I get home from work.
就像大家很多回家以后下班就非常累了。
I just want to sit down in front of the television or the newspaper.
或者我们坐在电视机面前或者读报纸。
And forget that my neighbors don't know Jesus.
而忘记了我们的邻居还不认得耶稣。
So we need a revelation that they need to be born again.
我们需要这样的启示，他们是需要重生的。
And I'm going to say more about that when we get to the next phase.
我会接下来会再更多的讲一些。
Let's read on a little further.
我们再接下来读几节。
Nicodemus is still having a really hard time with this.
尼哥底母还是有困难，不能够完全了解这个事情。
Verse 9, he says, "How can this be?"
所以第九节，他说，怎能有这事呢？
And Jesus replies, "You are Israel's teacher, and do you not understand these things?"
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony.
我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
So, this is interesting that Jesus basically is saying, I can't even explain the heavenly things to you.
所以这个很有趣，耶稣其实在说，我很难跟你们解释天上的事。
Being born again is an earthly thing.
我们讲到重生是地上的事。
That's how Jesus describes it.
所以这是耶稣这样描述的。
It's something that people on the earth should be able to understand.
所以这是地上的人，我们应该理解的。
And there's so many things that are heavenly things that Jesus just cannot reveal to us.
因为有这么多天上的事，耶稣不能够向我们启示出来。
Until we're born again and we get a new mind.
直到我们重生，我们心意更新而变化。
So this is challenging for poor Nicodemus.
所以这个对于尼哥底母来说也是一个很大的挑战。
And Jesus helps him because any rabbi knew the Old Testament very well.
耶稣来帮助他，因为所有的拉比他们对旧约都非常的了解。
And so he uses an illustration that Nicodemus would understand.
所以他用一个旧约的比喻来能够使得尼哥底母明白。
It might be an illustration most of us don't understand.
有的时候他用的这样一个解释比喻，可能是很多时候我们并不明白的。
Unless you read your Bible and you know some of the Old Testament stories.
除非你也要读一读旧约，明白一些里面的故事。
How many people know the story about the serpent being lifted up in the wilderness?
有多少人知道铜蛇被在旷野举起的故事？
This is going to be easier than I thought.
所以就看来是容易些。
I'm going to ask you a question.What was it why did they need to have that serpent or that snake lifted up in the desert?
为什么在旷野需要举起一个铜蛇来呢？
I like to be interactive, so I'm going to ask you, since so many of you know the story.
所以我想来回我们互动一下哈，我想问问大家。
To turn to your neighbor, you can talk in church.
你们彼此来讲一下，谈一下。
And see if they know the answer. Why did they have to lift up that snake in the wilderness?
So we 彼此讨论为什么要有一个铜蛇在旷野举起。
Go ahead, just talk to your neighbor. See what kind of answer we get. Sounds like some of you are getting the right answer.
看来有些人已经有这个正确的答案了。
Does anybody want to volunteer what their friend told them? They think it's the right answer.
有没有人愿意自动讲一下你们的隔壁？
Don't volunteer if you think they gave you the wrong answer.
如果你觉得邻居回答的不对，就不要站起来说了。
Okay, we got a hand. So let me take the microphone to you just a minute.
Rose told me that the reason the serpent was lifted up in the desert was because it was to show the power of God.
他的邻居说，这个铜蛇之所以举起来是要表明出神的大能。
And Moses' voice had to be heard by the Egyptians.
在埃及的时候，以色列人需要听到摩西的声音。
I think we're on the right track, but something bad had happened before, right? That's the end of the story. What do you remember? Do you know the beginning of the story? Absolutely, an act of faith. That's.
我认为那是一种啊、有信心的表现。
But there was a problem that they were trying to solve, right?
但是我们知道，在这个之前发生过一些事。
They were trying to go before God on their own without, you know, with the incense. Is that that part or?
That's before that. You're getting the context, but something about snakes. Yes, yes, that's right. They were healed if they looked at the snake because that meant they were sick, right?
Yeah,
so some of you didn't actually really read the Old Testament. Well, I think you did. But wasn't it that God sent snakes into the camp? Pastor Kevin knows this story. And when they got bit by the snakes, it wasn't just sore. What happened to them?
他们不被咬了之后，不仅仅是啊、被这个蛇咬之后，不光是死，还有什么
？So yeah, so let's review time. Okay, we're going to review this.
我们重新来看一下。
They were disobedient. God sent snakes into the camp.
当他们违背神的时候，神就派一些蛇进入他们的营地。
These were deadly snakes, so they were dying because of the poison.
他们这些蛇是很毒的，当他们被咬的时候，他们会死。
And everybody was dying.
So 每个人都死了。
So the way that God solved the problem,
神解决这个问题的方法是
is they put a serpent or a snake up on a stake.
所以他把一个蛇举起来。
And Moses said, "Everyone who looks up will live."
摩西说，当人回头仰望这个蛇的时候，就会活，就会得救。
So you had to exercise faith to believe that looking up.Will heal you.
所以实际上，他是在训练我们一个信心，让我们仰望那个我们的医治者。
And Jesus uses a strange analogy for Nicodemus.
所以耶稣用这样一个这个比喻、这个故事来跟尼哥底母说。
And by the way, the words "lifted up" get used three more times in the Gospel of John.
在这个约翰福音哈，这个举起来这个字呢，用过了多三次之多。
Each time, it's clear the context is the cross.
有一次是在讲到这个十字架。
So Jesus says, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself."
耶稣说，当我被举起的时候，万人就要归向我。
So Nicodemus is learning that it's faith that heals you.
尼哥底母在学习一个功课，就是你的信心医治你，拯救你。
And to be born again, it's going to require faith.
所以我们能重生，我们是需要信心的。
You can't get there by just thinking it.
你不能靠着只是想一想就能够重生。
So Jesus emphasized, everyone who believes will have eternal life.
所以耶稣强调说，凡信的人就得永生。
But what, you know, this is early in his ministry, and he hasn't talked about the cross before.
所以这是一个最初的一个事工，还没有讲到这个十字架。
There has been a mention already in the first chapter about Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
在第一章已经提到耶稣是代罪的羔羊，要代替人世人的罪。
Which they would understood is the innocent sacrifice that makes atonement.
所以他们其实知道这个牺牲这种代罪的含义。
So there's been some revelation about a redeemer.
所以呢，这个有一些对启示者这个概念的启示。
And so Jesus is not just a rabbi, and he's not just a revealer.
所以耶稣不只是一个拉比。
Next slide. But he's also the redeemer.
他是一个救赎者。
He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他是一个羔羊，代罪的羔羊，神借着他除去世人的罪。
Jesus is really starting to explain how does this work that we could be born again.
所以耶稣在解释我们怎么样才能够重生呢？
Because from God's side, He has to send a redeemer.
因为从神的角度，他必须得赐给我们一个救赎者。
You can only get a new life if your old life is dealt with.
我们只有当我们把旧生命弃绝掉的时候，我们才能够获得新生命。
And so we have this great mountaintop verse.
所以我们有了这个很著名的这个山顶的信息。
The next verse explains everything.
所以下一节就讲了所有这一切的真理。
Let's say it again together aloud.
让我们再一起来大声的来读十六节。
Together in Mandarin and English.
我们用中文和英语。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you really believe that?
你真的相信吗？
That God is a God of love.
神是爱的神。
We're talking about the Father here.
我们在谈天父。
Because He sends His Son.
因为他的儿子赐下来。
That the God of the universe is basically a God of love.
这个整个世界是因着神的爱。
It's because He loves us so much that He sent His Son.
因为他这样的爱我们，所以他把他的儿子赐给我们。
It's understood that we need a redeemer.
所以我们可以了解到，我们是需要一个救赎者的。
That there's a problem and God has to solve it.
因为这个问题是上帝是一定要来解决的。
Let's read on down to the end of verse 21. I'll read all the way down and then I'll let you do that. Okay, so then he goes on to say, and this probably is John writing now, explaining it. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
所以我们接下来读这个十七节到最后是约翰来启示出来的这个真理。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。定他们的罪就是在此，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
In the midst of talking about love, we have to deal with judgment.
所以当我们谈到爱的时候，我们免不了要谈审判。
Because judgment is the problem that God is trying to solve.
这个审判实际是神要来解决的问题。
Let me say it this way: in our computer age, judgment is the default position.
我们用一种现代的语言说，这个审判是
default position.
You know, computer language.
我知道，是一种自然的一个态，就是自然的一个状态。
Does it make sense, Pastor Kevin? You know, when you put the computer back to the start, the default position, or the place where you start.
当起初的时候，审判就是本身的就是一个应该有的一个状态。
God's word says we're already in a state of condemnation.
因为神也说，我们都在这个审判之下。
Do you really believe that?
你相信吗？
See, that's the hard thing for us to believe in the 21st century.
这个是我们在二十一世纪很难理解的一件事情。
That the way the God looks on this world is that everyone is already condemned.
因为神看我们世界，我们人人都实际上在审判之下。
That's not a very popular idea.
这不是一个很能够广为被接受的一个想法。
But it's true.
但这是真实的，是真理。
The word of God says it's true.
因为这是神的话告诉我们的，是真的。
If it's not true, you don't need a savior.
如果不真的话，你就不需要一个救赎者了。
Then Jesus is just a great teacher.
耶稣只是一个伟大的教师。
And his death is a terrible accident.
他的死是一个很糟糕的一个意外。
And that's where a lot of people, that's what a lot of people think about Jesus.
这是很多人这么样看待耶稣的。
But we lift him up as the savior of the world.
但是我们要举起他来，他是世界的救赎者。
I've been thinking about how we are often afraid to speak what we really believe.
我在想，我们常常哈怎么样来表达我们所信的。
We're being confronted about this because we have a lot of Muslim neighbors.
因为我们有很多的这个回教的这个邻居。
And Muslims are not afraid to honor their prophet amongst us.
回教他们并不怕在我们的当中来尊崇他们的那些教师，他们的先知。
Let anyone anywhere in the world malign or say something bad about Muhammad, and we all know about it. If anyone says anything negative about Muhammad, the whole world knows about it.
如果有任何人说这个穆罕默德的坏话的话，这个整个世界都会知道。
Somebody makes a cartoon in Denmark, and we all hear about it.
我们知道，在这个在丹麦呢，有人做了一些动画的一些东西。
There's riots in the streets, and people die.
在这个街上有一些那种暴力的东西，有些人甚至死了。
All that because somebody made a cartoon about Muhammad in Denmark.
原因就是因为有人做了一些穆罕默德的一些那些动画的图。
Somebody says they're going to burn the Quran in Florida.
有的人甚至说要烧毁这个佛罗里达的一些皇冠是什么
？And the Secretary of State of the United States gets on the phone.
所以呢，联合国的秘书长收到一个电话。
Why is that happen?
为什么会这样呢
？Because we know that our Muslim neighbors honor their prophet Muhammad.
因为我们知道穆斯林他们非常尊崇他们的穆罕默德。
And they will stand up and even get violent if you malign him.
如果亵渎他的话，他们会不顾一切站起来，甚至用武力。
How many times at work have you heard somebody say Jesus Christ and use it as a swear word?
很多人我们听到哈，我们常常用这个耶稣基督作为我们这种。
And I'm not suggesting we get violent.
我不是说建议我们用这个武力来回应这种不敬的这个发出这个耶稣基督的这个话这个名称。
But Jesus is the Savior of the world.
但是耶稣基督是这个世界的救主。
And people need to know that we honor him.
人们要知道，需要知道，我们尊崇我们的耶稣。
So in humble boldness.
所以我们要有一个大胆的一个谦卑。
That's
谦卑和勇敢的心。
I know those two things don't usually go together: humility and boldness.
因为这两个词好像谦卑和勇敢好像不是常常放在一起的。
Especially Canadians, we're not really good at boldness.
特别是对于我们这个加拿大人哈，我们不是一个很大胆的民族。
We're good at niceness.
我们常常说怎么样能够和睦，能够善待人。
So in our niceness, we let people say whatever they want about Jesus.
所以因为我们的这样的一个善意，我们就真的是任人去随便叫耶稣的名。
And I am agreeing with what you're thinking in your head.
我可以，当你在脑子里面想的时候，我 OK， 我还可以。
Because you're thinking, if I say something, then they're going to make fun of me.
因为我在想，如果你想的话，你并没有影响到我的心。
Probably true.
也许是真的。
But he's our savior.
但是他是我们的救主。
He's the savior of the whole world.
他是整个世界的救主。
And maybe if we just spoke up a bit more, people would begin to honor him more.
如果我们讲出更多这样的真理来呢，或许人们会更多尊崇他。
At least they would recognize that we believe in who he is.
至少他可以看到我们是相信他是什么，他是谁。
And it would shine some light into their darkness.
所以我们要让这些光照到这个黑暗中。
Because that's what it's really about, the light of Jesus shining in the darkness.
因为耶稣是光照在黑暗当中。
Light is a very important theme to John.
所以这个光哈，对于这个约翰福音这本书来说，是个非常重要的主题。
All through his gospels and his letters, he talks about Jesus being the light.
所以很多福音书很多都讲到耶稣是光。
And Jesus says, "You are also the light of the world."
耶稣也讲到，你们也是世界的光。
Did this conversation have any effect upon Nicodemus?
这样，尼哥底母和耶稣的谈话有没有影响到尼哥底母呢
？The good news is, twice more in the Gospel of John, we come across Nicodemus.
很大好消息是在约翰福音当中有两次提到尼哥底母。
I really do believe that Nicodemus went from understanding Jesus as a rabbi to eventually understanding he was a revealer of new truth to actually becoming a believer.That he was the Redeemer.
我真实的相信尼哥底母呢，从一个只是头脑里面知道耶稣是教师这样一个程度，他最后转成真的是接受耶稣是救主。
So you may look this up later, but there's an occasion later on in John chapter 7, where the rulers have got together to talk about how terrible Jesus is.
因为在约翰福音第七章的时候呢，讲到有些那些统治者他们聚集在一起在谈论耶稣的时候。
It's actually after they've sent some soldiers to arrest Jesus.
实际上是当他们派了一些士兵要去抓耶稣的时候。
And the soldiers come back and they didn't arrest him.
这些士兵们回来，他们并没有抓到耶稣。
And when they say, "Why didn't you arrest? Why didn't you arrest him?" They say, "Why? We never heard a man speak like this."
那个官问他问些事，为什么你没有抓到耶稣？他们说，我们从来没有听到一个人像他这个样子的。
They were dazzled by his light.
他们因为被耶稣的光照着了。
And it wasn't Jesus' time.
因为耶稣的时候还没有到。
But the response of the rulers of the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin is,
但是当时回应这些法利赛人和这些统治者的那个人就是
，Do you see any of us believing in him?
你看到我们中间有人真的是相信他吗
？And it took great courage for one man.
所以其中有一个人
，whose name is Nicodemus, to say in the midst of all of that, do we judge a man before we really?Have heard what he's got to say.
所以就是尼格底母，他有这个勇气在众人面前说：“当我们还没有了解事实的时候，我们就可以论断的审判这个人吗？”
So he was already starting to come out of the closet.
所以他已经走出来了。
Because it took some courage when they'd already said none of us believe for him to stick his head up.
当时众人都说我们不相信他是基督的时候，尼格底母是需要很大的勇气来说出这个话的。
Can I have the next picture?That's hard to see, but it's Rembrandt's picture of the descent from the cross.
所以我们可以不是很清楚，可以看到这个十字架上有下来的耶稣。
There's two men that are mentioned in the Gospel of John who go and ask for Jesus' body.
有两处提到约翰去要拿回耶稣的这个身体来。
They go together.
他们一起去。
They go to Pilate and they ask for permission to have the body so they can bury it.
所以他们问这个比拉多，他们可以把这个身体回来。
And in the picture, it's Joseph of Arimathea that's got his arms around Jesus' body.
所以我们可以看到那个约瑟，他抱着耶稣的身体。
But the person that's on his left, right beside him, it's hard to see in this picture, is Nicodemus.
但是在左边实际上是尼格底母。
Who brought 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes?
他拿着75磅重的木料香乳香和墨药。
He was no longer a secret disciple.
所以他并不再是一个不愿意让人见到的一个门徒，一个信徒。
In fact, all of the regular disciples had run away.
而实际上，当时真正跟随耶稣的十二个门徒全部跑掉了。
Just the women disciples that were there.
只有女信徒跟着他。
And two men who were rulers of the Sanhedrin.
而有两个这个他们的管会馆的官在哪里
？Nicodemus already had brought somebody else into the light.
尼格底母已经带另外的人进入了这个光。
And they loved Jesus more than anyone.
他们其实爱耶稣比众人更多。
They came to honor him when he was being understood by everybody else as just a common thief and being dishonored.
他们来到耶稣面前，即便是当所有的人都认为耶稣只不过像罪人一样。
And they put their necks on the line.
他们真的是处于一个很危险的状态。
So the good news of this story is that Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus brought its true result.
所以这个谈话的结果就是耶稣把真理带给了尼哥底母。
And I believe his example influenced many, many others.
我相信这是一个能够影响很多人的一段记载。
We're told in Acts chapter 6 verse 7 that many of the priests believed in Jesus.
我们在使徒行传第六章讲到当时很多的祭司都信了。
Many other religious leaders eventually followed his example.
很多的宗教领袖都跟随耶稣。
So leaves us with the question: What do we do with Jesus?
所以这个问题现在就是，我们能为耶稣做什么呢
？I believe it's very possible that there could be someone here today that believes in Jesus with their head.
我相信可能在这很多人哈，我们现在只是头脑里面相信耶稣。
But you've not been born again.
因为你还没有真正重生。
You've not been given a life that is from the Spirit.
因为你没有从圣灵得到这个生命。
We're supposed to be those who live the Spirit life.
我们实际上是应该是在圣灵中活的。
That know we have eternal life.
否则我们就不会有这样一个永生。
That are not afraid of naming Jesus as our Master.
我们并不怕，我们要称耶稣是我们的主。
That are willing to obey Him in every way.
我们愿意在任何方面都服从、尊崇他、服从他。
I want to encourage us to just bow our heads and close our eyes right now.
我们现在一起来低头，我们祷告。
This is a moment to talk to Jesus.
在这个时刻，我们来向耶稣说话。
It might be that you already know you're born again.
你或许知道你已经重生了。
And this is just a quiet moment to thank Him for being your Redeemer.
我们在这个时候安静的时候，我们就来感恩，谢谢耶稣是我们的救主。
But it might be that someone here for the first time wants to say to Jesus, "I need to be born again."
如果有人第一次听到耶稣说我需要重生。
And you might want to pray something like this.
你或许可以这样来祷告。
Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins.
耶稣，我相信你为我的罪死在十字架上。
I believe that I was condemned.
我相信我是在审判之下。
That my sin had separated me from God's love.
因为我的罪让我和神的爱隔绝。
And you came and died on the cross for my sins.
你来为我的罪死在十字架上。
To give me eternal life.
赐给我永生的生命。
And today I ask you to give me a new life.
今天我要求你给我一个新的生命。
I ask that you would give me spirit birth.
我要求你给我一个属灵的重生。
And I would step out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
我要离开这个黑暗的这个国度，进入光明的国度。
I come in humility, knowing that I've been in darkness.
我要谦卑地承认，我一直在黑暗当中。
And I ask your light to shine in my life today.
我求你的光照进我的生命。
I just want to say, if today is the first day that you've prayed that prayer,
如果今天是第一次你这样做这样的祷告
，I'd love to talk to you after the service is over.
我很愿意，牧师很愿意在这个聚会之后来跟你谈。
And just help you to understand what this new life means.
愿意帮助你认识这个新的生命意味着什么。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we recognize you as a great teacher, as the great rabbi.
耶稣，我们知道你是个伟大的教师，一个伟大的拉比。
But more than that, we recognize that you are the one who reveals heaven's ways to earth.
但是更多的，我们相信你是你来启示给我们天上的样式。
We're grateful that we can know the Father through you.
通过借着你，我们可以认识我们的天父，我们为此感恩。
We need instruction, but we also need revelation.
我们需要指导，但是我们也需要你的启示。
But more than that, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Redeemer.
谢谢你，耶稣，你是那救赎者。
The revelation brings salvation.
启示到来救赎。
We honor you as our Savior.
我们因着你是我们的救主，我们尊崇你。
And we pray you give us courage to not be afraid of your name.
求你给我们勇气，让我们不惧怕称你的名。
We ask this for your glory's sake.
我们奉耶稣荣耀的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was wondering whether we could.Do all heaven declares again? Because I just feel like that honors the name of Jesus, and it's a great song. I know you had another great song.
我们可以再唱那一首。
Thank you, Jen.
继续来敬拜。
All heaven declares.
as we go out from these doors, we cannot walk in our own power.
当我们离开这里的时候，不应该把我们的能力就留在这里。
We have this message that we've received today.
当我们今天领受了这样的一个信息。
And we could go and try and do it in our power and present it again.
我们就应该带着这样能力，我们出去要展现出神在我们生命当中的大能。
We could try to use Richard's words as he presented it.
那我们当领受瑞切牧师带来这样一个信息的时候。
And we might accomplish something.
我们应该要放下一些事情。
But we so need the Holy Spirit to guide our words.
我们需要圣灵来引导我们。
When somebody maybe takes the name of the Lord in vain this week,
当有一些人的话，那就是随便用神的名的时候。
Ask the Lord how He would have you gently rebuke that person.
让神的灵来告诉你怎么样回应这样的一个事情。
Maxine has a line that she used that I think the Lord gave her.
那个 Pastor Abby 的师母的话，她有个经历。
When they say, "Oh my God,"
当有人说，哦，我的神啊。
Maxine will say, "Wait a minute! Don't be selfish. He's my God too."
那 Maxine 师母的话说，啊，你不要这么自私啊，他也是我的神。
Or when they call on the name of Jesus, do the same.
啊。
When they call on the name of Jesus,
yeah, 当他们呼求耶稣的名的时候
you say, "Yes, Jesus, help us through this."
我们应该宣告说，是的，神啊，耶稣在这件事情上面帮助我们。
To gently rebuke them and help them realize that you have Jesus as your Lord.
我们要告诉我们周围的人，我们的生命当中有耶稣，耶稣正在帮助我们。
You don't have to put them down to put them up.
我们真的不需要把他们压下来，我们要建立他们的信心。
Just lift Jesus higher.
我们应该把耶稣在我们生命当中把高举起来。
So ask the Holy Spirit to give you those one-liners that'll bring the thought back to Jesus.
让求的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们生命当中有更多的智慧，可以让耶稣的灵在我们生命当中被高举起来。
Sound like a good plan? Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Tonight, 5 o'clock.
今天晚上5点钟
we're gathered back here for supper or dinner, however the Easter.
我们一起回来一起用餐。
And we're going to have an awesome time of fellowship together.
Yeah, 然后我们一起有一些的分享，一些的交通。
Bring your neighbors, bring a pie for them.
那么把你们的邻舍一起带来。
Bring your friends, bring whoever will come.
然后所有愿意来的人都把他们带来。
So we'll see you all back here tonight.
好，我们彼此下午再见。
5 or 5:30 is what the question is. 5 o'clock?
I think it's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock we gather. All right, I'm sure there'll still be food.
We'll wait for you.
God bless you. Go in the strength of the Lord.
愿神祝福大家，愿神来发光。
Bye bye.
See you.
Thank you, Pastor Kevin.